interest or revenue we've received in the county and going back for years. I just couldn't pull up a quick, right. I couldn't pull up a quick thing breaking everything out because it's kind of all was lumped together. But looks like back in 10 and 11, it was looking like it was around $10,000, $11,000 a year. And the past three years was about, I think the high point was about $5,000.
Or do we have a statement of accounts as far as how everything is, or is it all just in savings accounts and checking account now?
You'll have to get that from the treasurer.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Treasurer has to provide all the.
So, I know you wouldn't have that for you now.
No, we don't have that.
So you're taking notes on. Repeat that.
Just an overview of where the money is right now.
Okay.
I guess we got three buckets of money that the board is responsible for.
Well, I mean, so you've got the general fund, you have the debt service fund, and the capital fund. The debt service fund, is some of that money, was that money from the debt service fund from back early on? Like, I know there's $2 million invested.
There's $2 million invested.
Was that a debt service reserve fund that was set up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We had only one for the school. That was at 1.050 million for the school bond.
Okay.
And that's at BB&T. Mm-hmm. But the 2 million is at Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Okay, so we've only invested with banks. With
yes.
The local banks. We've never gone anywhere else.
So Moselle, what's your goal for us to achieve?
We want to make some money.
Well then, okay.
We want to find out how we can make more money off of what we have there. You know, we have millions of dollars sitting places, and as you're saying, $5,000 is like shameful.
So I have a couple of observations.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is when I reviewed the investment policy statement, the only bucket of money out of the three buckets of money that we can do anything with other than put it into bonds mm-hmm. or savings accounts or checking accounts mm-hmm. is the general fund. Mm-hmm. The IPS is restricting where the money can go on the capital projects funds, so it's not allowing for any equity investments. And the same thing with the debt service fund, it's not allowing for any equity investments. So that means that we can't participate in any funds that have equities in them, mm-hmm. which means that we're pretty much
most mutual funds.
Yeah, which means we're living in a very constrained environment yeah, because right. the interest rate environment mm-hmm. sucks right now.
Well, and some of the capital funds, some of those funds, we do gain interest on those, but with arbitrage, we can't have our money out there making so much money versus what we borrowed at. So it's
On the debt service.
On the debt, on some of the capital projects and stuff like that.
I mean, there's limitations on how much we can invest and how much we can earn on those. Otherwise, we run into
you're correct in the debt service. So yes.
Right, but the capital projects, that's money that we're putting away for the future, right?
Yes, but that's all the capital project money, that's all sitting in the general fund. We don't
have it separated.
No, the county does okay. not put money into capital fund. Money gets transferred in the capital fund once we actually expend those dollars. So really everything's sitting in the general fund.
Okay, so then we only have two buckets of money that we have to worry about.
Yeah.
The debt service, which
doesn't have much flexibility. Yeah.
And the general fund.
Yes.
And we currently have been historically not using any of the instruments available by the state code because any ideas why? We haven't done anything except put it into savings and checking.
It's up to the treasurer.
Okay.
So the other options that we have.
Well, there's two funds that are available that I found that are approved by the Commonwealth for municipalities to invest in. Mm-hmm. One is managed by J.P. Morgan, and that's the Virginia Local Government Investment Pool. But the last, I'm sorry?
Is that the LGIP?
Yeah, the LGIP. The last prospectus I found on them is dated as of September, so they don't have December's out yet. But they were only paying about 0.1%.
The county has some money invested in the LGIP.
The other one is a new investment tool that was launched in 2013 that's called the
Virginia Investment Pool.
The Virginia Investment Pool. And that was returning about 0.7% as opposed to 0.1%. And then hand in glove with the Virginia Investment Pool was another fund that they were using, and I can't remember what the name of it, the Pooled Trust.
OPEB Trust.
Yeah. And I don't know if we're eligible for that, because the way the instructions read is that that is for like retirement plans and
other post-employment benefits is what OPEB is. And when the Finance Board used to meet, OPEB meetings were held at the same time, and so it was probably looking at the pooled investments for the OPEB, because we have $167 million of liability or of future liabilities for I can't recall, but anyway, it's probably something that should be resurrected too, because when we go and pull up all the old minutes from the Finance Board from 2008, 2009, 2010. There are also OPEB minutes out there too, and I'm assuming it's because they were looking at investments for the other post-employment benefits pool, because we're required to fund that. Now, we don't fund that every single year, but we're required to maintain a certain balance to be able to cover those post-employment requirements.
So does that mean that there would be possible to put some of the money into that?
Don't know.
Okay.
The treasurer makes all those decisions. We just have to figure out what's legal,
right,
by state code, and then decide of the array of possible investment options, you know, local savings account, local checking account, OPEB trust, VIP, VL, the local government pool, what provides the best return and provides the requisite amount of safety that the county can tolerate. And the Finance Board has the ability to direct those investments.
Okay. So who gathers all of that chart that you were just saying?
Treasurer.
The treasurer. Put it all down.
Treasurer.
And bring it to the Finance Board.
Right.
And then
I think that's probably the first thing you need, is you need a comprehensive review of where we're at,
right,
how much, in what pools, in what categories. What changes have been made over the last, you know, say five years.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do that at your next monthly meeting. Do that, say, next Monday, so that will be your first monthly meeting, so you're not going to be so far off. But you really need to see where we have been and where we are, and the range of possibilities that are options. Local savings, local checking, this pool, and then you can start assessing what's possible.
Yeah, and I would also like to know if there are any barriers or risk that there would be a concern for, the fear of, because I know I've also heard, you know, I have to be careful of where I'm handling
taxpayer money. Sure.
Money. So we need to know, what are those barriers, what are those fears?
Well, there's pretty strict rules from the state
on
what you can do that. So even if you were as aggressive as you could be under state code,
right,
you probably are still
super conservative.
Yeah, super conservative. It wouldn't be like what, you know, I would do or you would do with your money.
Okay.
So I think even if you were as aggressive as possible, you'd probably still be safe. But again, there are limitations, and I think the treasurer has to lay out the limitations of what by state code can be done and what the various options are.
Okay.
Well, I know that there's, you know, we are living in a very constrained interest rate environment. Mm-hmm. So anything that is going to pay interest is going to be low. Mm-hmm. But there are, at least on the retail side, there are availability of 2 and 3 year CDs that are paying 1 to 3%, which 1 to 3% is a whole lot better than 0.1%.
Yeah.
So who would be responsible for, one, finding out what those options were, and then doing the background research on them? Is that us, the treasurer?
Yeah. Okay. Treasurer, although, again, now that the finance board is reconstituted, the finance board by state code has the ability to guide and direct investments. So I think what you are in a target-rich environment and an information-poor environment. Mm-hmm. And you got to get information-rich before you can start aiming at targets. Mm-hmm. And so I think it will take, you know, Linda and her staff to be able to really comprehensively lay out where all our money is, what we do with it, how we do it, you know, where the various places are, and then what all the alternatives and options are. Because I know I haven't seen that since I've been here, and the finance board is the mechanism to help guide and direct that.
So as I understand it, we've got money that's going to be used to pay bills that are coming up. We've got money that's going to be used at some point in the future for something, and then we've got money that's set aside for specific use sometime in the future. So if we have a target date for when the money is needed, that lets us develop a better idea of how to invest that money. So money that we know we're not going to touch for at least 5 years, there's nothing to prevent us from putting that into a 5-year CD. If there's money that's going to be coming due in the next year, that money is probably best put into a money market fund or whatever the equivalent is for a government agency.
I think a good thing would be to find out from the general fund what is the minimum amount of money that we could have in that fund, or what's the lowest amount
bill
that
paying.
That it's gone down to. Let's just say in the past year, you know, I don't know what the balance is today, but if we're at $10 million in the general fund today, during the past year, what's the lowest balance that it's ever gone down to?
Does that make sense from the treasurer's perspective?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I looked today and it was like 14 million.
And when I looked at the expenses for a month, it's about 4.2, it's almost 5 million a month to pay payroll. And so, and we won't be getting any large amount of money in until June.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When do we give school allocations? Mm-hmm. Do we send them money on a periodic basis or what, lump sum?
Their bills just run through the
Oh, the bills just come back
through,
to us.
They just run through us.
So the $5 million includes their payrolls, bills.
Payroll is the biggest piece of it. They're about 2.3 million in payroll a month.
Right.
Okay, so state to me exactly what you want from what.
Well, I think, like
so
I said,
I know.
Yeah, just so. Okay, so if we're at, say, we're at 14 million throughout the year, what is the lowest that
so
we.
Want? From January to December, or you want from June to June?
I think that's.
I think we need to see 3 years of balances.
Okay, but do you want them from June to June or January to December?
June to June.
Go to the June, July
fiscal
to fiscal year.
Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you want 3 years.
Sorry, July to June.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But that'll be monthly balances by. So it doesn't matter if it's fiscal year, just monthly balances for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Because that will just give us some indication of the ups and downs and the phasing of when tax receipts come in versus when they're not coming in, and how low we're getting, and how close we're getting to the margins and all that.
And then your recommendation on what you think is an adequate amount that needs to be available for 30, 60, 90 days.
Right.
Because if I'm looking at it from a retail perspective and not a government perspective,
yep.
having 3 months worth of expenses is adequate, mm-hmm. okay? But since we only get paid twice a year here, maybe 6 months of expenses or 4 months of expenses is more adequate.
Sorry,
but we still have state money coming in, and even though that's, you know, the real estate and all that, that is our biggest chunk. You know?
Can we see a revenues?
Receipt by month? Just total revenues received by month?
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah, because so, I mean, all combined revenues, if we see combined balances over 36 months and revenue receipts. Now, theoretically, this should be pretty mirroring on what's coming in, what's going out, although we may have bolus of receipts and a very small month for bills, maybe. Just depends on when you're awarding contracts and stuff. But if we can see, you know, revenue, incoming revenue for a 36-month period and balances for a 36-month period, that should give us what the waves are.
Yeah, I think the third piece is you need what's coming in, what's going out, and what the balance was.
Right, yes. Well, that's true. Yeah. Revenues, expenditures, and balances.
I mean, that's where if you see from the bank account what's actually hitting every month and what's the ending balance of that month, I mean, that'll tell you a good bit after we go through what is the required amount that we have to
keep. Once we look at that, then we should be able to back out those weird months because something weird happened. You know, we either had something come due or...
Or if you're
going to
give us capital improvements that we would need, as you might know, this fire truck would need $2 million
for this. Yeah, but we're not looking projected.
We're looking past history.
History.
Yeah.
So if you go historical, and I don't even care about this fiscal year, go to last June. So June of fiscal year 14, you know, the end of June, and do 3 years prior. Because then if you tell us revenues, expenditures, and balances for those 3 years, we can help your office project on, you know, where we're going to have blips where we need $65,000 aside to pay for a small truck or $500,000 for a big truck.
The biggest piece are the debt service payments. Those are the biggest piece that, you know, we may have a $2 million debt service payment hidden, and we only have a few of those hidden a couple times a year. So those are going to be the big dips that we're going to have.
But that means but if we know those big payments and we can program those, that means we don't necessarily have to keep that same big balance in other months.
Yeah, so like for instance, we have a big debt service payment that hits, I can't remember, August. Very end of December or very beginning of January. So it's a good time to hit because that's right after we get all of our June collections in. So.
Or December collections.
Yeah, our December collections.
Yeah. So, Moselle, if I were ideally looking at this from... a perspective of where we are in a year. Mm-hmm. Where we are in a year as a finance board is where we are situated, where we're starting to set up investments that become liquid as we need the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just sitting there not doing anything.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there's how many accounts set up right now? Is there three or four? I know the general fund's the main one.
Yeah.
You got the LGIP, the Wells Fargo.
School investment
fund. Okay. So you got, was there about a million in? About $2 million in LGIP.
Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo,
right.
How much?
$2 million.
Yeah.
And we're making how much on that? And that in Wells Fargo, that is only a savings checking. What is that?
That is in the general fund and
Wells Fargo. That's where the
general fund
is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they sweep. When they need to, they go out, they invest it, and then bring it back in.
So is it like a money market fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Which means almost nothing nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's
currently.
In BB&T?
That's the school investment.
That's the school.
And is that also in a money market fund, or is it in
a
checking
CD.
Account? CD?
So I think that if we do revenues, expenditures, and balances, but balances by account, which will give us the total balance. So here, 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 and total balance. So those three big lines will tell us a story, and the detailed lines of the balance by account over that same 36-month period will give us some information too. And then we can figure out the phasing and the trending and when we have to pay and when our big debt payments are. And things
yeah, but
like
I don't
that.
Even think you really want to look at the revenues and expenditures, because even though something may hit in July or August, we may put the revenue and expense back to June. So that's not going to be a good indicator of when
yeah,
the
but,
money actually
But if
hits.
You see 36 months worth of expenditures and revenues, you'll at least see some phasing. You'll see some seasonal trends. You'll see, you know, where the boluses are from collections versus, you know, versus the big outlays.
Oh yeah, I would definitely agree on the collection yeah. piece, on the revenue piece. You'll see when.
Because it'll be hard to, the principal role under state code of the finance board is managing and guiding investments. It doesn't mean that locally we couldn't ask our finance board to do more or be more, but that would have to be adopted by the board.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, well, I'm not sure exactly the rules on board versus treasurer, but I think the board can direct treasurer to do certain things as long as it doesn't violate state code, because there's a mandate that the treasurer has to meet certain state code requirements. But I mean, even looking at things like electronic banking, credit card use, those kinds of things may be something useful just to streamline and improve efficiency for financial operations.
Mm-hmm.
Might help.
Mm-hmm.
But the principal role is the investments.
Because any long-term money we have, we're going to enter into an inflationary period
mm-hmm.
at some point.
Yes.
We've got to position ourselves, if we're going to be good stewards, we've got to position ourselves to at least keep up with those inflationary trends.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest expense outside of debt services, people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, the payroll every month for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number,
and
their debt service payments, but they're consistent.
A lot of those increases in pay are driven off of the CPI, right?
A little bit, and so we can project some of the stuff if we know our payroll is, you know, between the
mm-hmm.
schools and the county, you know, $3 million a month. You know, we can provide some inflation adjustments on that for future projections. But, you know, just knowing what you've got, I mean.
And where it is.
And where it is kind of the starting point. Because I really think it takes Linda to come and explain kind of the philosophy behind our investments. And there's, I'm sure there's some reasonable and rational plan on why this is this and where we would do this and when we did this. It may just be time to revisit it and address it again and go to the next logical thing. It doesn't mean that we're doing anything except for constantly looking to be better tomorrow than we were today.
Mm-hmm.
And but it takes the treasurer, who's constitutionally required to manage those things, to bring that data to us and lay it out in. And we'll be glad, Eric and I and his staff will be glad to help organize it, format it, structure it, you know, create charts and graphs and spreadsheets, whatever Linda or you guys want, to help with that part, so that it's as useful as possible
mm-hmm.
for the finance board.
Linda, did you look at the VACO?
Mm-hmm. I actually went.
Yeah,
because it's new.
He went to the training program.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty.
And how many counties? The last time.
I think there's
42. They
said last week there was about 42. I think
yeah,
the meeting
the
we were
95
at.
95 counties.
Right.
And
it's the one up here in Virginia. That's cool. Yeah.
Anybody in the low coming close to us?
Yeah, there was. I need to. What did I do?
There.
Roanoke, Chesterfield County. We've got money in there. In the OPEB?
In the OPEB, yes.
Yeah.
OPEB.
Yeah, that's the other thing, so we need to make sure we know all the OPEB accounts, too.
Let's see, what else close? That's it, as far as that one.
And how are
but that
going?
This is from about 3 months ago, isn't it?
Yeah, this
yeah.
was the last report. I pulled it down. It was mm-hmm. September or October.
Yeah, so, I mean, there may be more. It seems to me that I was on a conference call or talking to somebody or at a meeting the other day, and I want to say I recall there's now like 42 counties that are in the
yeah.
Virginia
and
investment pool.
When it started off, I think people were a little skeptical.
Sure.
The OPEB was doing really good. They're they're blowing away their benchmark right now. Mm-hmm. So the money that we've got working in there is making money.
Good, because that leaves that.
And
that,
how about where do we have it there? Mm-hmm. How much do we have?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't have a clue. I just know we have about. I want to say like $167 million in future requirement to fund out of that or something, but I know those investments are doing well statewide. The pool's been pretty good, but the better the pool does, the less we have to pop in cash locally to prop it up. Mm-hmm. And we didn't fund OPEB last year or the year before, I don't think.
No.
That's okay. The other thing is we probably need finance board to look at that too on what OPEB funding requirements are.
So after this meeting, you said something that we ought to meet.
I think you ought to schedule another meeting for next Monday or the Monday after. Enough time to draw these data. And then
they have enough time to
right.
do that? Y'all?
Next Monday's not going to be good. First, because that's the first of the...
Yeah, we got the budget.
And that's when the bank starts.
Right.
You're right, that's the
yes.
second. So
right.
maybe yeah, the 9th, February 9th.
February 9th.
That's the following Monday.
Rudy, are you?
I'm looking.
Oh. I'm making all kinds of noise.
Underneath your paperwork right there.
Underneath.
I am good for February the 9th, about the same time.
And we could do 4 o'clock if it's easier, you know, for you.
Earlier is better for me.
Okay, so 3 o'clock then. That way it gets towards the end of the workday for those guys. And
okay, will you put it on our calendar?
Yes, ma'am.
Please,
so if you guys can just kind of go through that with Linda, and then anything you want to pull or you need help with or want to format, we'll be glad to work with getting some graphs done, some charts done, some spreadsheets to show stuff. Just do some structuring for him, but at least get the raw numbers pulled out so we can manipulate it and work with it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun to me.
Oh, it is.
It is, Linda, if you love numbers. Mm-hmm.
It is for me. I love this stuff.
Boy, you've been having the best time. I love budgets. I have the most complicated budget.
So right now, the participants in the investment pool are close to us. Albemarle,
mm-hmm.
Amelia,
but the list is getting quite long.
Yeah, it is pretty long.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. When I was on the board, I think they had like 16.
Culpeper, Cumberland.
Cumberland?
Ooh.
That's because they got a lawyer for a county administrator.
Oh.
And the lawyer probably threatened a lawsuit mm-hmm. with the treasurer if they didn't put money in the VIP or something.
So, yeah, it's
I don't know.
It's a whole
lot. Yeah, it's growing. Yeah.
I can spell VIP, but I don't know anything about it. I just know it's a new, reasonably mm-hmm. sound, structured investment for local governments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is there anything else? Anything else we need to?
What do you guys think? What would be good to pull, or to what kind of reports to look at? What would be helpful to get some guidance and support for the treasurer? Because you know, again, the goal is to get better tomorrow than we were today. On a continuous basis,
mm-hmm.
and be prepared for the future.
Right. I just know that you can call on Steve and Eric to help.
Does it seem like an undue burden what we're asking for?
Mm-hmm. Just a day, February 9th would actually be better for me
mm-hmm.
because with this one, Linda
yeah.
being out of office. And much,
so February
9th. It's
pretty
then. Much going to be.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay. Well, we'll plan on February 9th then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would
work. And I'll send that out to everybody.
Yeah, and have we established the fact that legally it's okay for Aaron? And is it anything?
You can't. I don't think
she,
get decision making.
Make the decision.
Yeah, I don't think you can get for decision making, but to
yeah.
take information back and forth.
Right.
I just don't think that's as fruitful as having the treasurer sit right here. But sometimes
yeah,
somebody's got to be gone,
right.
So that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
She
yeah.
might be able to make it on the 9th because
right.
I think mm-hmm. her appointments will be over.
Right. Yeah, I hope so, and I hope they go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we thank you so very much.
Take cookies.
Thank you, Rudy.
Nice
and
yep.
Callie and Eric and
Steve.
Great.
that's